You're listening to our girls basketball preview program on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ Spencer Marshfield, and WOSQFM.com, as well as ZaleskiSports.com. With Jason Zaleski, I'm Gene Delisio at Nuts Deep 2 North in Spencer for our girls basketball coaches program for this season. Our next guest is Columbus Dons girls basketball coach Eric Wilson. Coach, thanks for coming by and welcome to our program for this evening.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate the coverage.
Well, your ball club off to a pretty good start, 2-1. Fill us in on that start and what things look like so far for the Dons.
Yeah, you know, we've had a decent start. Obviously, we played first day possible up at Rib Lake. Few challenges there coming off a state championship loss for the girls, for the volleyball girls. So worked through some stuff. You know, our one senior, Gracie Wilczek, had a little bit of a sickness going on there. She didn't play in our first game, so I was happy with what came out of up at Rib Lake. Scored a lot of points, didn't play a lot of defense that game, so we've worked on that since. You know, then we had a big challenge after that. Our first game at the Cranberry was Assumption. I think everybody knows a little bit about what Assumption's at. If you don't, you need to get out and watch them. I'll tell you that right now, Assumption, besides maybe the D1 teams, might be one of the better teams in the state. They continually come at you. We were down 7 at half, really proud of the girls at that point. We just haven't quite reached that level with the program yet. I think we're on our way, but we've got a lot of young kids playing this year, so it was a little bit of a shock when the intensity level went up. And then second game of the Cranberry, we played Nakusa. Played much better, had a convincing win, and then we've got Spencer tomorrow night and kicking off the conference season.
Well, things look pretty good for your ball club so far. Fill us in on some of these young ladies and where they fit in for you this year.
Sure. You know, we don't have a lot of numbers this year. And mainly because we only got one senior. Gracie Wilczek is our only senior this year. That happens every once in a while, but she brings a ton of leadership to our program. Kids follow her. She's been a 4-year varsity player. She is a leader for our group, and so it's a great thing to have her. We've got a group of juniors then. We've got Kate Casperson, Haley Hargraves, Chase Blinker, and Jaylee Garneau. Jaylee's been hurt so far. Hope to get her back in the next week or two. From there, that could help with our depth quite a bit. We've got some sophomores then as we go. We have Sophie Wilczek, Abby Wojcik, and I'm trying to think, Aubrey Lambrecht as our sophomores. And we've got 5 freshmen. Our freshmen, we've got 4 of them that are playing varsity minutes for us. Izzy Holtz has started a couple games for us. She's got a bright future with the program. We've got Maddie Burnick, Abby Kibble, Nora Elcott, and I'm missing one. I will think about it here shortly as we go in Bella Maurer. There you go. So we've got all of them. Our youth right now is a strength of ours. They love basketball, and they're bringing a ton of energy to practice every day.
Well, what's it been like for you to utilize a roster like that that has so many younger ball players this year?
You know, in some ways it's a challenge, but what I'll say too is most of those kids, with me being in my second year, I was very involved in the youth program last year and even more this year. I knew all those kids coming in. They spent the summer with us as well. So it's nothing new to us, but it brings some youth that has some inexperience. I mean, I think you were up at our first game in Rib Lake. We played 4 freshmen the night. We played them all over 10 minutes. It's invaluable in the experience, but there's some things that go on that it's like, well, it's the first time they've seen that, and you just got to work through it. And I think that's where having Gracie back now helps. Kate Casperson, our other captain as well, just helping make sure we get them on the same page.
Where do you see some of the strengths on this year's ball club?
You know, I think we saw in our first game, maybe not so much against Assumption, but that's a different thing. I think we're going to shoot the ball really well. I think that we've taken a step this year as far as shooting the ball. I mean, Izzy Holtz is a freshman. She has 5 threes in her first half of every varsity action. We have some kids who can just shoot it. Sophie Wilczek is shooting the ball really, really well. Gracie's only second back in, getting her legs under. We're going to shoot the ball better this year. We've had a bunch of kids that put a bunch of time into that this summer. So I think, you know, everybody says you're modeling the boys program. I don't know that we're modeling the boys program. I spent a lot of time there. We spent a lot of time on shooting and fundamentals, and that's what comes out of that. I also believe we're going to be a lot more athletic than we were last year. I think we're going to be able to push the pace and trap a little bit more than we have in the past. And we did some of that last year, but now we've got 2 years in the system. I think, you know, as we go along, I think our basketball IQ is a little bit different. You know, having a few more kids kids around for longer has helped that piece as well.
It looks like you have some good athleticism and some good length on this year's ball club as well.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we haven't had. We didn't even have last year. You know, we've got, you know, I think Abby Kibble is pushing 6 foot. Maddie Burnick is the same. They're both freshmen. Chase Blenker, maybe not as tall, but she brings some strength to the post for us, and she's not afraid of contact at all. So we've got some size and to go along with our skill, and some of those kids are skilled as well. And then, you know, for example, Maddie Burnick's got a motor that never stops. So as she figures it out as a freshman and figures out what it's like to be in a varsity floor as more time comes, I think the sky's the limit there.
It did not appear also as if your freshmen really backed down in that ball game I saw at Red Blake. They seem to be very eager, very aggressive, even though they are only freshmen.
Sure. You know, I think that that's a big piece of what we've started to do with our youth program. I know when I took the program over, one of the promises I made is I was going to spend a ton of time in the youth program. I think that's one of the things we did on the boys' side tremendously, and it's translated to the girls' program. We're not quite there yet, but we're close. I spent a lot of time with the younger kids who you're able to, who you don't have contact rules on in the spring, and in last year, even during their season, spent a lot of time with them. And we have some great youth coaches that are helping with that too. And so they've been experienced and exposed to a lot of, you know, high-level basketball. So I don't think anything's too big for them. Maybe you got to work through some things, but they've seen it and they've done it, and they want to compete.
No, Coach, I got to tell you, watching your ball club in Rib Lake last week, the week before, the one thing that really struck me about your ball club was the improved play of Haley Hargraves. Can you talk about her and what she's done to improve her game and become a real integral part of your ball club this year?
You know, Gene, that's a great point. I would actually take and put it with two kids. I would say Kate Casperson and Haley Hargraves, what I would tell you, have spent an enormous amount of time over the summer wanting to be a part of the top six or top eight rotation, no matter how that looked. They bought into everything we've done. They've been in the gym on their own a ton. And as you go through, you don't find a lot of kids like that. But those two decided, hey, I didn't get what I had last year, what I wanted out of the season. I want more. Here's what I need to do. And they spend a bunch of time. Haley in particular, she's been at everything we've asked all summer. I mean, anything you ask her to do, anything we have going on, she's always there.
Okay. Jason, any comments or questions you have on Columbus basketball?
Yeah, I do. Eric, I've had the pleasure of knowing you now for a while. I know you've got a winning attitude. You've got the can-do, right? There's no challenge that's too tall. We're going to jump right in. I look at your conference the last 20 years. Loyal, Colby, Neillsville have ruled the roost. I take a look at your section, the Wapaka section. Pittsville, Pacelli, you mentioned Assumption. How, when the challenges are going to look tough, and they will, how do you impart that winning attitude to these girls?
You know, I think the big thing we talk a lot about is that's an opportunity. It's a challenge, but it's an opportunity to go prove something. You know, and we talk a lot about, and we put goals up at the start of the year, and I won't get into the exact goals, but, you know, sometimes you might think, well, how do you get there? Well, this is the end goal. Here's how you get there. And I think, you know, for example, the Assumption game we just had, I know a lot of people would sit there and say, you guys got to be worried about that. You know, I wasn't really worried about that. I was excited for our kids to have that opportunity. I mean, excited for them to prove. We talk about believe. They've got to start to believe that they can compete with those teams. I think we're halfway there. I think that's what I would say. I think we played Neillsville really, really tough twice last year for half. I think we played Assumption really tough for half. We've got to figure out how to do it for a full game. We have the ability and the skill level to compete with those teams. And I think it's going to get nothing but better with our youth program coming. And, you know, you said it right there. Our sectional is daunting. I mean, it is. But the reality is would you rather have it a different way? You know, a lot of people talk about Owen Withey last year got to go. I look at their sectional. It's nothing to take away from them whatsoever. But I'd love to have that. But at the same point, playing Assumption, playing Neillsville, you know, we have Auburndale on our schedule. Some of those teams, that's fun. I mean, that's fun when you get to go compete and see where you're at.
It is fun. I'm looking forward to those as well. More about winning attitude. You mentioned the girls volleyball team, a trip to states. Obviously, they've got a winning attitude, and some of those girls come to your basketball team. What do you expect out of them?
You know, at a small school like that, I don't think I expect anything much differently from them. The reality is they've got to come lead. You know, I think some of the kids, they get an experience, and we talk about that a lot. I mean, basketball is a different sport. It's not taking anything away from volleyball. It's a grueling, longer season. There's a lot more physicality involved with it, and how do we manage a full season? We're going to have our ups and downs, and how do you get through it? How do you battle? You know, one of the challenges I have this year is only having one senior. I mean, we've got one senior. We have some other kids who have played, but really Sophie and Gracie are the only two that played big varsity minutes last year. So they've got to help, and one of them is a sophomore. They got to help some of these freshmen and even juniors. How do you get through the tough spot? And I think that that's the big thing bringing is some of those kids that played volleyball, they were down a set. You know, how do they, when you're down, how do you fight and just keep fighting through a game?
You're right. Volleyball, 3 calendar months, basketball, 5. So
And again, that's nothing to take away from that. It's just different.
It is. It is different, and it's different mentality. You've got it. You're in it for the long run, more of a marathon in that way. Lastly, for me, Gene, I kind of look at things in quarters. So you'll be a quarter of the way through your games played next week on the 12th. Where do you want your team to be a quarter of the way through? Forget about the record, but where do you want the team, you know, mentally, physically, in the program, bought in with you? Where do you want them to be a quarter of the way through?
You know, I think the first thing you said is I believe our kids are bought in. And I will say this. I think that's maybe why our numbers are down slightly. Is the reality is I've asked kids to buy in. They've had to buy into certain things we do, and it's not easy. It's work. And with the work, the fun comes when you win games. When you're in big games, when you go beat a team that, you know, maybe it was you're not expected to beat, you go compete. That's where the fun comes. Where do we want to be? I want to see growth every day. I want to see better practice habits. I think that's one of the big challenges you have with high school kids sometimes is they want this at the end, but it's a process, and you got to be able to do the same things day in, day out, and it's got to look the same. I think we're getting there. I don't know that we're completely there yet, but I think the attitude is they want to get there, so we're going to get there. As far as a quarter of the way through the season, I just want them to understand that they can compete with anybody. And I think there was a little bit of proof to that on Saturday. And then I think the second half, I think we maybe let it go to our head a little bit. And I think that's a growth process. I don't think that'll happen again. And I think that was good for us. And I think that's why, you know, I talk to the girls a lot. We can go schedule somebody who's going to have 2 wins all season. That's great. Or we can go play an Assumption. I'll go play Assumption any day because it's going to make us better that day. We can learn from it. We can move forward.
Looking forward to watching your team this year. So,
appreciate it. Appreciate the coverage, guys.
Coach, how about your coaching staff for this year?
Yeah, coaching staff for this year. Dan Holtz is my JV coach. Jake Konitschke is an assistant varsity coach. And then Brianna Varsho is also the second assistant varsity coach.
A good group there for you as well.
Yeah, they put a lot of work in, so I appreciate their time.